Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited that you joined us. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have three shows. We're on Fridays from noon to 1, Sundays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. However, this weekend we will be on at 7 p.m., to accommodate our guest, and Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, which is our Stress Buster show. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear any feedback or insight into our show. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And please, please, please like our Facebook page. Just search for Divine Goddess Radio. And thank you to all our new likers. We've been getting more likers, so thank you very much.
And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, Intuitive Realtor. You can reach her at 651-303-0555. And she also does intuitive readings. So she does it on an individual, group, and corporate setting. And Beth Jacobson, who is a spiritual teacher, spiritual energetic therapist, and I do intuitive clairvoyant readings myself, and I do the individual group and corporate settings. You can get us separately, or you can get us together, and we do divine goddess parties, which I have a lot of people who are requesting them now, so give me a call at 651-900-4136. And if, like Marie said, you want to email us and ask us some questions about what we're, if you want some classes and you're not quite sure what you want, Marie and I are able, and we have some friends that we do stuff, we're willing to come into your home, and it's whatever class you'd like. We'd put a class together for you and a group of friends of at least 12 or more. And if you do that, the host would be able to have that class for free. So great things to get you through this energy through from now through the end of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Phone In Friday. Welcome, welcome.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question or just maybe give us some feedback or have a comment, the number is 347-327-9360. And you can also type in a question in the chat room as well if you're at work and you can't call in. So if you have been following along what's been going on and reading the post that I put on the Facebook page, today is the lunar eclipse and full moon in Aries. So a lot of people are feeling the energies. And the theme of this lunar eclipse and full moon is relationships in any which way or any form and the ending or beginning. So if there's a lot of endings of relationships going on, if you are like, oh, you know what, enough's enough, I've had enough, that is all part of this energy.
And you guys, just so you know, right now what I've noticed, a lot of the kids are really having more of a, I don't know if it's a difficult time, but you're seeing it more in the kids to where they're just kind of really out of sorts, a little wild, and it's driving a lot of the parents crazy. Just so you know, the more you can keep your kids outside and keep them grounded on the earth, so the more, I would say, tactile and the more sensory stuff they can have, get them playing, get them out there playing games, you know, jumping around. Whatever you can do, go on nature walks. I would so highly recommend nature walks right now with your kids. And also you, and the more that you can walk on the earth and not on cement, the more you're going to feel connected. And if you have a lake right nearby you, go sit on the beach. It's a little chillier now, but, you know, dress accordingly. Go sit by the beach and just really go out there. And meditation is really big right now. I felt the energies coming in. They were big time yesterday, and I was going through some stuff. But I shifted through them pretty well. And, like, this morning, I was going through a little bit more, and I could feel the masculine stuff coming up. And, personally, what I'm going through is my solar plexus. And that's a chakra that's just above your belly button and below your breath. So, and that's your power place. That's your place of free will and your intuition. So that's being worked on. I don't know if it's everybody else or if it's just me. But when you think about it, it's where we have our relationship, you know, with ourselves, too. And it's amazing the stuff that's coming up. It's a lot of my masculine energy. But otherwise, right now, it can shift moment to moment. Right now, I'm feeling really good. really, really good. So I hope that it's easier for everybody right now. And I would recommend for those of you who have essential oils to use your oils, put them on your forearms and let them get in there, because that's the way that it can get into the endocrine system. And if you don't, go to, if you have access and if you have the finances, you can go to what would you call, like a natural health food store, a whole food store, and see what they have to sell there, or even flower essence drops to put underneath your tongue to help you get through this. And what you can do if you don't know what it is to take, you can just as well hold like an essential oil or a flower essence bottle and ask if this is what would be for your highest and best good. And if it is, your body is going to move forward, and that's what your body is going to be needing at that time. But this is a time, everybody, you need to be really gentle and kind with yourself, seriously.
And with the wild energies, people are noticing that their chakras are out of alignment. So take some time to do some chakra meditations, feel which ones are out of alignment, use your crystals. And the full moon is also a great time to clean those crystals. So put those crystals into the moonlight if you can find it, or have them out, you know, by a window just to cleanse and clear them. And use them today, tomorrow, the next couple days to also cleanse yourself. So meditation right now is really big, as Beth said.
You know, and the thing is, the crystals, you guys, I have found, they're, I don't know if, because the, everything in this world is going through the shifting, you guys. So even though our crystals and stones have not been in the earth for quite some time, it does not mean that they're not releasing layers either. So there's a part of me that's wondering if there's new things that, new programs. I mean, because crystals and stones just carry programs. They're key codes that come in, and when we lay them on ourselves, when we meditate with them, if we have them around us, all they do is they carry a frequency and a vibrancy. It goes into our auric field, and it's like a key unlocking the door within us, and it just helps us go to another program because we're made up of programs. Just remember, you guys, we are like a computer system, and we're getting downloaded all the time, and we're erasing all the viruses. You know, so I guess if that's the way you have to use that analogy, that would be the best way to look at it. Also, use your pendulums, and if you have dowsing sticks, you can also ask that your chakras are cleansed and cleared. And a lot of us are working on our fifth dimensional, you know, chakra. So those of you, clear out the third, clear out the fourth, clear out the fifth, clear out your solar, I mean your soul star, and then your earth seed also. And just like that alignment, we're reestablishing a new connection with Earth. So,
and Lady D has a comment. She said for her, the focus has been her sacral chakra. So, is there anything that we can recommend for this energy with it, you know, while experiencing the moon cycle?
Well, right now, because I'm seeing with her, because I'm seeing her body, I'm seeing your body right now, and I'm seeing it's like you're on the right hand side in it's your fallopian tubes. And here's my recommendation. I could tell you what this is about, but I'm also getting this information for you to look at some research. Go and look up or go to a bookstore, if you have a Barnes & Noble, whatever store, if you have a metaphysical store, see if they have any books that have to do with the memories that are stored within the body. And I'm told for you to look up fallopian tube and ovaries, because there's certain energies and there's life lessons that are in that. Because when you go in and you do this research, what people don't realize, when you look this stuff up, it brings you to another level of awareness. So Marie and I are here to help with the shifting and give you ideas, and we're getting information also, but we're also in this new phase to where people, it's about you guys believing that you have the answers within. So it's guiding you. And there's phenomenal books out there on the body. Louise Hay, there's an Ina Siegel. I love it. They're like my Bibles. And it tells you all the body parts and what emotions and feelings we hold in there. And then you look at lifetimes. We're clearing out the masculine energy big time, and it's in your fallopian and your ovaries. I see it. And it won't take long for you to get through it, just so you know. But it's affecting your hip area on your right side, which affects your lower back area.
Right. And so then once you're aware of this, then you can start working on it. Trying to release it, you know, letting go of anything that you're storing or holding there. And as you start releasing, then you notice the parts associated with that chakra tend to ease up as well.
Oh, and then I'm also getting this for you also. Look up a stone that would be best to be sat on, right on, that would be for the reproductive organs. You're going to have fun with this. Have fun with this. You can type up different things on the computer. If you don't have a computer, libraries have computers. So it's bringing you to the next step of being curious. That curiosity is going to awaken you to a different level. So I understand why they're not they're telling me to tell you this. But there's going to be a crystal that you're going to have, and it's one that if you – yeah, I'm hearing that you have it already, that you have a crystal already. So which one it is, and you're going to lay down your fallopian tube, and it's going to help with the releasing of the all it is energetic blocks. That's all it is. Do you get any information for her, Marie?
No, I was hearing use your stones as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Stones are really big right now, so they're serving a different purpose. I think it's a different purpose than what it was before, because it's amazing how the crystals are just screaming, use us, use us, use us. So it's like, wow, I've never heard them talk like this before.
Well, they are calling out, because, I mean, I'm walking by mine. I mean, my black tourmaline told me to put me on, and then I'm walking by my green citrine, and it's like, touch me, touch me, touch me. So, yeah, they're really communicating with us.
Yep, yep. I mean, I'm used to it, but I've never heard them talk like this before. So I'm going, it'd be really interesting to see if their purpose is shifting also. It'd be very interesting to, you know, that's stuff that I can meditate on and look more into. So have fun with it. Just have fun with it. But there's some really cool information out on the Internet now. And here's my thing is, when you're going, well, I don't know what it is I should go with. I don't know if I can trust it. Here's a perfect opportunity for you to be able to trust your intuition. What rings true for you? So decipher and discern the information that's being given to you. And if it feels right and it's truth to you, your body's going to feel lighter. It's going to be like there's a lot of stuff that's lifting off of you. So then you know that's true if it's speaking to you. So that's how you're going to be able to know if you can believe that or not. So, and just remember, our sacral chakra has everything to do with creativity. Creativity. So we're creating, creating, creating right now. So.
And for me, when I'm looking to, you know, decide which stone that I really need at the moment, the one that makes me tingle from head to toe, that's the one. If I hold it, I'm not feeling much. I'm like, I must not need you. But when I hold it and I feel like an electric shock has gone through my body, yeah, that's the one that I'm working with. So that's also a good indicator to kind of figure out, you know, which one should I work with today? Which one is going to resonate with my body?
And you guys, and also, don't be afraid to sleep with one crystal, not a ton. Sleep with one crystal underneath your pillow. You'll be amazed. So crystal quartz is going to open you up more intuitively. Rose quartz is going to allow more love in your life. So it's like this is your way of getting to know what crystals are all about. Also, you guys, I used to do this a lot. But you have to be very mindful of which crystals will disintegrate. Put them in the bath with you. Oh, my Lord, you want to feel great, put them in the bath water with you. But, again, you want to make sure you don't use selenite or anything that can start disappearing. Like amethyst you can put in the water. Rose quartz you can put in the water. There's a lot of stones, crystals that you can put in the water that will not dissolve. But, yeah, if you take a bath in that, you'll be amazed at how much better you feel. They love taking baths. Take a bath with them.
Yeah, and if you want to call in for a question, the number is 347-327-9360. So,
and you know what? Ariel is really big with everybody. She's huge right now. So if people are going, God, I keep hearing Ariel, or I see this big angel, ask if it's Archangel Ariel. So she's here to work with a lot of people. I'm going blank right now at the moment of what she's specific, because she has so many roles. She has so many roles.
Yeah.
And I don't, Marie and I are not in the same location today, so I don't have my Archangel book with me, so I'm going blank on Ariel, but she's huge right now.
Yeah, I know, because we talked about it in our Archangel show, and I'm like, okay, but trying
Where
to remember, I don't have my book here either.
Yeah, we're going blank on it, and I'm trying to ask her, because she's here right now. And I know she's doing specifically different things for everybody, because like I know she's working on right now, she goes, Beth, I'm clearing out your auric field, but there's a lot of stuff it has to do with my back, so she's cleaning that in a way that I'm not used to it being clean. So I'm going, well, that's really interesting, I wonder what that's about. But
I'm hearing she's also bringing the wisdom down.
I'm hearing
wisdom. Yep, wisdom. She's here to bring in the wisdom. Boy, don't we need that all.
No, Yeah, we do. But you know what, Marie, since we're waiting for people to call in, because it usually takes a little while, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to think of other things, do you want to tune in with me? Is there anything that I need to know? Because you've never done this before with me over the phone, and like I said, we're away from here. Is there anything, any information I need to know at this time?
I'm just hearing keep yourself fully open this weekend. They're telling me this specifically for this weekend. Keep yourself open. Don't question. Just trust. Let it flow. Let it come out. Let things unfold the way they're supposed to unfold. That's the message I got.
Is there anything I need to do differently than what I'm doing?
Yeah, well, I get the same thing I always get. Patience, Beth.
Yeah,
patience, and I just see a bunch of grins. So,
yes. Oh, and the forces are out. Let me tell you, the forces are out. But I'm also asking for specific things. But I'm also, this past week, I've been doing a lot of planetary stuff. So I tapped into the money tree, and we have a universal money tree. So I've been doing work with that, and then we have our own individual piece of that money tree, and, you know, with the government stuff going on with that. So I've been doing work with it. I've had light beings coming in working with me. So it's really interesting because yesterday I had two people validate stuff that I was doing. So I'm going, am I even doing anything? Is anybody even noticing it out there? And I'm talking out there. And two people said stuff that I heard the words, and I'm just like, holy cow. So I got my validation because I was also thinking it. And if you know how you can tell your intuition, a lot of times you question it because you think it's your ego. But, you know, how they say when you trust it and it feels right, that is your higher self talking. But there's still a part of me, because I've been doing it my whole life, and it's just like, okay, this information I want to trust. And I think it's hysterical for doing it ever since I was a child. But still, okay, I still need that validation from people to make sure, because I just want to make sure that I'm keeping my ego in check. You know?
Right, and I'm hearing too that the money tree is it's because of the way, you know, with the lunar eclipse and the full moon, it's all part of that same energy. So it's all shifting together, but it's shifting for the positive. So we need to get through this, but the money tree is I'm seeing it swirling and evolving and growing. So
we're coming out of it. You know what I'm going to do? Excuse me. I'm going to do a card from the Life Purpose, Doreen Virtue, and let's just see, drawn to pulling, and it, like I said, it's a Life Purpose card, and let's just see a message that all of us are needing to hear right now. Oh, my God, look at this. It's options. Consider the career possibilities that are open to you. So this is going to be for everybody who's needing to hear this, and this is going to be a validation for many people out there who are going to tap into this and listen to this when they're going to listen. And here, I'm going to read this because just in case Doreen were to listen to this, I'm reading what she wrote. It won't be my interpretation because that's going to be each and everybody's own interpretation. You have more options than you may realize, which is why this card comes to you today. While you may feel limited in your career choices, the angels remind you that the possibilities are unlimited. So here's the only piece I'm going to add off on that. When you're going, well, what are the possibilities? Just sit here and call your guides, call on to God, call on the Mother, Father, God, whoever it is you pray to, and say, okay, I'm ready for you to show me my path to the unlimitedness. No matter what it looks like, I know I'm there. You're going to give me my courage. I will have my strength that I'll be able to walk forward, you know, with ease and grace, and it will be done effortlessly because my physical mind cannot wrap around what I possibly can do. I trust that you're going to show me the next person that's going to come into my life that can lead me to the next part and so on, that I'm going to trust the next step. Now I'm going to read the rest of it. They promise that the time, money, knowledge, and opportunities and other factors that you need are very much open to you. This card is a sign urging you to think outside the box and be open-minded with respect to your options. For example, can you return to school and learn new skills related to your dream career? Can you begin a self-employment venture on a part-time basis while your regular job pays the bills? Could you find a mentor to train you while you work as an intern or a volunteer? The range of possibilities is wide and varied, and if you will, just be open to them. Be open, 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 open. And what did Marie say to me? Open, open, open. So if she said it to me, the card is saying that, this is for many of you. This is not just for me. Take a moment right now and say to your angels, please give me clear signs and guidance about my options related to my divine life mission and a career that makes my heart sing with joy. Notice intuitive feelings and ideas as well as repetitive physical signs, which are messages from above. So there you go, people. Very appropriate, very appropriate.
Very appropriate because, you know, you and I, we've been talking, you know, we've got our classes going, we're talking about teaching, and, you know, you always question, God, should I be doing this? Should I be doing this? Well, interestingly enough, I've been working out again and going to a studio to work out, and I've had two people ask me, they look at me and go, are you a teacher? And I look at them and I look up and down myself, I'm like, I don't look like a Zumba teacher here, but, you know, I had it again today, and I just started laughing, and I thought, well, yes, I am a teacher. I'm not a Zumba teacher. I'm not a fitness instructor, but I am a teacher. So I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. That's a way to get validation that what I'm doing is, you know, the right thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've been getting that, and even though it could be my ego going, is that really what I'm supposed to be doing? But it's like intuitively I know it. And then, you know, two friends yesterday, I had a friend who saw the blue from Oregon call me and say, hey, Beth, she gave me the validation on it. And this class that I have coming up, the Map to Success at this retreat that I'm doing on the 26th with another friend of mine in Eagan, Minnesota, she just called and validated, knew nothing about it. And she goes, yes, you're supposed to be doing that class, and da-da-da-da, this is what you're supposed to get out of it. So it's just really hysterical. And then another person that we went out, you and I went out for, or the one that I'm going to be doing this class with, said stuff to validate it, and just that earlier yesterday, I got the same message myself. So that was my three validations, and I've always known it. That's why I've been saying spiritual teacher. So it's like, and it's teaching people stuff, and it's getting out of the way, because I know this new energy is starting to pour in. I see it, I feel it, and certain people have, or people have been saying that are seeing certain colors with me, which I find really interesting because they're not normally colors that I carry. So it's like, ooh, cool, cool.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, do you see anything? Are you picking up anything for me?
Marie, what does Marie need to know for now?
That I need to know, yeah.
Okay, right away, I'm just hearing, get out of the way, move the ego aside, stop questioning. So there must be stuff that's going on that you're getting, but that you're questioning it. Because, you know, and I get, just so I don't disclose any of your information, but I get where it is that what it is that they're talking about just because of what you do for a living, you know, and it gets that time of year, which you've talked on the show. It's just, to where they're saying, just get out of the way and allow us to bring it in. And it's going to be brought into you in other ways that you're not thinking of. And you're looking at limited possibilities. And that's where they're saying, stop with the limitedness, allow the unlimited potentials to come to you in all ways. And then if you just sit here and say to that, okay, I allow my feminine side, my feminine energies, to bring in all the unlimited possibilities and potentials that the universe has to offer me now at this moment, we can all just say that. I allow myself to be open to accepting and receiving it, and I set the command that my masculine energy is supportive and in unity consciousness with my feminine energy to accept it. And see how you're just shifting right there because I feel you shifting? So it's allowing that open and to know and just breathe that in when any fear, and this is for everybody, not just Marie, you guys, it's anybody who's going through that. Just breathe through it. But it's being mindful and remembering to breathe through any intense energies or feelings or thoughts that just come out of the blue. Breathe through it. Mm-hmm. It's a deep breath in your nose, exhale through your mouth. No matter where you are, if you're at home, the car, or if you're out in public, do it no matter what. Just breathe through it. You'll be amazed at how much quicker whatever is releasing releases from you right now. Because I just see stuff flying off of you right now, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
I see stuff just flying off of you right now.
Yep,
and it's going into the universe. Yep. It's flying off of you. It's going out into the universe right now. So today, even though, you know, many people said energy was going to be a certain way, I think we got through whatever we had to go through.
Oh, I think so. And yeah, and also, too, you know, people who are listening, if you're working on yourself and you're constantly working on yourself and you're working to get more ascended, You're not going to feel the energies as harshly as someone who's not working on it. The people who are not working on it are getting, they're the ones that are feel like they're getting the slap in the face. So
yes.
Keep that in mind.
Just to sit here and give the, you know, the validation to those of us who are working our butts off and doing more than what the average individual is doing, we can get our slap in our face full too, because we're in non-president territory. Remember, we are working on ourselves, because I can hear people besides myself going, we are working our stuff, we're getting our face slapped, but we don't have to be in the intensity of it. We have to remember to breathe, and I'm finding that's
right.
a tool that I forget. I need to breathe more through it, and it shifts a lot quicker. It shifts a lot quicker. So not
okay,
to correct
well, we have a caller.
Okay.
Yep, let me get the caller on. It's area code 541. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura. Hi, Beth. From
hi, Laura.
How you doing?
You were talking about me earlier.
She's the one that I was talking about. I got validation from her last night, so. Yep.
Nice.
She was there when I was having some intense energies, and she shifted the way I was talking. So thank you, Laura.
Oh, my joy.
Hey, do you have a question or a comment?
Well, first of all, I love you, and I'm sure I love Marie, too.
That's
thank you.
Yeah. But my question, actually, I'm just thinking, well, I'm going to ask what I need validation on right now. Like, what do my guides feel is most important for me to receive validation on right now?
The first thing that I'm hearing is continue to walk forward with ease, because you're in the ease now, just so allow it to unfold. You're going to be amazed at what's going to happen this week and in the following week, because you've done yourself. You've done a lot of stuff, girl. You are a bright, bright light, bright light.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, the first thing I heard was you are very, very, very supported, and just keep doing whatever you're doing is right. I just see you moving very steadily.
Yep.
Towards the future, just keeping going, and there's a huge white light around you.
Yes. And, you know, and plus you and I talked last night, but I'm getting more of it going. Just continue to be mindful of anything that's coming up and just breathe through it, and you know how to do that. This is a Kundalini girl. She's a teacher. She does a lot of stuff yoga-wise. And so just breathe through it right now, and you're going to be amazed at stuff that's going to be unfold. I'm hearing you're going to see stuff this weekend.
Okay.
So it might be shifting your consciousness. Yeah, I know. So it's like a shift in consciousness. You could be getting clients. Like, clients are going to be calling. I'm seeing a phone call, and I'm hearing clients are going to be calling you this coming week to be setting up stuff. But you finally have your space. You have your space now. So now you have a place to where they're going to come to.
Okay, cool.
And I'm hearing you just need to sit here and do the mantra, and you know how to do the mantras to set it up yourself, about I choose to allow and accept in unity consciousness that my feminine and masculine energy are balanced 100% all the time, and I choose and allow myself to be open to receiving that which is unlimited, abundance and prosperity, to come in all forms. And then it's like seeing your hand, your left hand out and your right hand out, and just seeing all this beautiful energy coming in through your crown chakra and your left hand. And then it's coming into your heart, and you know how it works. It comes in through your heart from your crown chakra, and then it goes out to your heart, and that's how we manifest.
Uh-huh.
And you're so open, man. Oh, I can't wait to talk to you, because it's going to start booming for you. It's going to start booming.
Oh, wow. Yay. I feel like it already is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, I guess that's how it happens. You feel it, and then it happens.
Yep. I think we're in really spectacular times right now, Laura, and you're doing your stuff because you're very aware. You're very gifted yourself. You're very gifted yourself. And you're putting yourself and continue to advertise the way you are and to do your classes. People need the classes and putting yourself out there, you know, and being very sure of you have what it takes to be able to teach what it is that you're going to be teaching. So. You're going to be doing a lot more classes. I'm hearing you're going to be doing more classes than you think.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Cool. Well, good luck.
Really.
Good luck. Yes.
Sorry, Marie, where are you going to? add to that?
What's that?
Were you going to add to that? Did I interrupt you?
No. I was just visualizing your place was full of people. So I'm seeing the same thing, that you're going to be very busy. I mean, I'm seeing people coming in and out. So, yeah.
I'm so excited. Can I ask one tiny little more question, and I just need a really quick answer?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. I feel like I'm ready for romance. Is that a good thing in my field right now, or is that just going to be in the way if that happens or if I allow it?
No, I'm hearing right away that's going to be an addition. So it's a good thing.
Wait, what?
It's going to be an addition. That's what I'm hearing. It's going to be an addition. So it's a good thing for you. So, you know, romance is just going to help you blossom even more.
Oh, my God. Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, there you go. I see a steady stream of people coming in with you, Laura. Like, it's fast, so it's going to be a steady stream of people coming in.
Awesome. Well, I hope you come and visit, both of you, all of you, everyone.
We will.
She's the one that I said that I went to Mount Shasta with, so it's like, oh, my God, I want to get back out there and go to Mount Shasta again. Yes. Well, thank you, love. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for calling in.
And thank you both so much. I love everything that I've seen that you are doing. It's awesome. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great day. Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so if anybody else has a question, 347-327-9360, and we'll just keep talking until somebody else calls in. Ooh, she's a what a great feeling from her.
Oh, she's just a big love ball. She is a bright, bright light, Marie. If you saw her Facebook page, she is like, she looks like a flower child. She seriously is. She's a bright light, and she's a yoga instructor. She does massage. She's a very, very gifted bright light. But she's like in her early 30s, so she's a bright light.
Nice.
She's one of the first people that, she was the person that I was working on when my light language started coming in. The energy work that I do. So, yeah. Yes. Is there anything that you're wanting to talk about that you need to share, Maureen, since you don't have anybody at the moment?
No, I think, I mean, we've talked about the lunar eclipse. We've talked about the full moon. Like we were saying before, you know, I'm feeling really good. And you know, now that I learned, you know, as you go through it more, you learn to recognize when the energy is coming in. So now when it comes in, you know, I know I can find a way to divert it or breathe through it to get me through it instead of, you know, ending up on the couch and not moving for days upon end. It really helps to get that awareness and then, you know, move yourself through it.
Exactly. Good time.
Yeah.
I hope it continues on like this for the rest of the day and then for the rest of the week, then we made it.
We did, yeah. And then on Sunday, too, we are having a guest speaker, and she will be speaking about past lives. So that should be a very interesting show.
Oh, you know what? And then for those of you, that speaker and I are, we're going to be at the the expo that we're going to be at.
Healthy Living Expo.
Healthy Living Expo at the Convention Center in Minneapolis today. I mean, Saturday and Sunday. So you'd be able to meet her. Name is Michelle Kale. So, and then Marie and I, this is a good opportunity for us to advertise where we're going to be after that. Then Marie and I will be at the Mankato Natural Healing and Psychic Expo, which is November
16th and 17th.
And the 17th, that's what I was going to say, so I had it right. So that would be Saturday and Sunday, and that is going to be at the, where are they doing at this time? It's at a new hotel. I'll be able to sit here and blog about that. I can't think of
And I'll put all the information on our Facebook page as well.
Okay, okay. I'm trying to look at, because I'm looking at the thing right now, and I'm going, but where is this at? It doesn't say, oh, it's on 901 Rain Tree Road, Mankato. It's not the Super 8. I'm going blank on it, and she doesn't
say
it on
here. It's the Best Western. Isn't it the Best Western?
I think it's the Best Western, yep. Yes, ma'am. So those are really fun. People from all over who do different things. There's a lot of, you want some really cool crystals and stones, that's a really awesome place to be getting them. So awesome, awesome, awesome. Oh, you know, and one thing I did want to add is be really mindful. This was just coming in. Be mindful of the colors that you are wearing right now and what you're exposing yourself to. And be, I'm just hearing for the TV to stay off this weekend. Just keep the TV off and just allow yourself to be outside. So those of you who are needing more physical activity, this is a good weekend to do, to rake your lawn, to mow it, to just really spend as much time out in nature as possible. Again, hug a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you where you have a hard time, you know, during the winter, since it's still nice that we don't have frost on the ground and it's there isn't snow yet, go to a beach and just get a little bit of sand and put it in like a Tupperware thing so that way you can sit here and put your hands in it and your feet in it if you need to put it like in a bigger thing during the winter months, and you would be able to sprinkle it on your feet and your hands just so you have the touch of that. You'll be amazed at what that just does for you energetically too. So do what you can right now while it's still pretty decent outside. So that would be my
suggestion. Absolutely.
Oh. And flowers, fresh cut flowers, those of you, there's reasons that we have flowers that come into our houses because it's the essence that they carry also. And then you can also do the raindrop or the flower essence drops underneath your tongue. So it can help you with the shifting through this. So just know that you're not going through this on your own, you guys. Call upon the angels.
Right.
It's a good week. Really get to know your angels.
Absolutely. So hopefully we provided you with a lot of good tips, you know, to get you through. And remember, I mean, the energy, the eclipse again is bringing in, you know, endings and new beginnings. So embrace them. Things happen for a reason. You know, a job may end, a relationship may end, but always look at it as that there is something better for you waiting on the other side. So if you keep it on a positive note, it'll help you get through it.
And then I would really suggest for those of you who are just really energetically sensitive, you know, stay away from being in a mall right now if you can, so you don't have to take on that extra energy. Those of you who are extremely empathic, you know, this is a time to be like by yourself out in nature or to be in a very selected group of individuals right now. So the more that you can just maintain and just be right now, then the better off it is. If not, also just really make sure you're putting bubbles of protection around you, you know, in all directions from the northwest, southeast, as above and below, and ask that, you know, it's sealed tightly with 100% of the light. So anything that comes at you that isn't 100% of the light is deflected and reflected back to the source from which it came from. But you want it to go back to the source at a higher frequency and with unconditional love so that it turns into good stuff. So a lot of helpful ideas. Do we have any callers?
We don't have any callers.
Well,
I know someone was... We may have one in the chat room. I'm just waiting to see if they have a question. Otherwise, I mean, if we don't have anything, we can just end early and everybody can go and enjoy their fabulous weekend.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. First time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with it ending early either. So is there anybody who's wanting to ask a question in the chat room?
Well, I have someone. She's okay. Luxury Living is the name of the person. They have a client who enrolled in one of their programs many months ago. It's a self-study program. And I'm thinking maybe the question is, they canceled and want a refund. It clearly says I don't give refunds.
Are they asking what's that?
basically, they have a client who enrolled in one of her programs many months ago. It's a self-study, and they canceled. And the policy is that refunds are not given, and this person mm-hmm. keeps emailing and harassing them. So they don't know if they should keep ignoring or reply to them and say, you know, enough is enough, stop it, stop harassing me.
Here's my advice, and it's just because I've had friends who have done this, and plus it's happened to, you know, to people that I know. And if you have a general rule and if they've signed a contract, then you honor that contract. You have to decide, you know, if it's, of course, there's integrity on your part. So if they signed a contract, then they rightfully signed it, and you just remind them saying, hey, you signed a contract, there's no refunds, you're the one who chose not to do this. But you could also put the offer out there, if you choose to, you could also put the offer out there that they could put it towards another class at another time when they're ready for it. Now, I don't know what the cost was, if it was a really significant amount of time.
No,
but here's my
it's
philosophy.
A low-cost program. Yeah. And what I was getting, I was just about to say it, and then they typed it in. Because what I was getting is this is a lesson for boundaries, and then they typed in and said, that's me not setting boundaries or being firm in my boundaries. And they're just not replying because they don't want to put the energy into it. But you have to reply because this is your lesson. So don't blow it off. Don't let it go. You know, you've got to stand firm and put that boundary up there and saying, you know what, here is the contract or this is the policy. You did this knowing the policy. Now you must, you know, honor what was told to you.
Now here's some more feedback that I would like to give back is in order for this individual, because you said that they have emailed you more than one time, so this is somebody to where, just because of the difficulties that they're going through, it's wonderful. So make sure that you're coming from a heart-centered space when you're sending out that email. Now, to get it from the psyche level, the P-S-Y-C-H-E, that level to where this person, so this person, I feel the energy that they're feeling cheated, has nothing to do with you. Again, it's their lesson, too. It's one more person, I don't get to cancel, I don't get to change my mind, blah, 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 blah. So it's a good thing. This is that negotiation and that compromise. All you have to do is sit here, come from your heart, and sit here and say, I know you're in that. I mean, you're going to put it in your words, but come from a heart space. But just to sit here and say, you have the right to change your mind, but this is the policy, and it's about setting it up for one. I can't just do it for one and not for all. So I hope you have understanding. So the way you word it, it's going to shift them in their consciousness, and then they're going to let it go. They are going to let it go. But they're holding it on to, and that's the energy that they're holding on to. This is one more person who's making me do something. I'm trapped, but it has nothing to do. All it is that you're doing a trigger in them. They don't realize that you're a trigger for them to be able to look at that energy that's stored in them as you're being triggered, saying, hey, I need to set up better boundaries. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with boundaries. And that's how people have taken care of it. You know, this is the rule. There are no refunds. If you change your mind, you can always redo it for another time. But if this person just doesn't want to do it plain and simple, they, you know, that was the agreement. So that would be my recommendation. But come from your heart, and that's going to change them. That will help shift them in their consciousness because it's kept in the emotional space of them, and then it's affecting their mental, the way they're looking at it. So if you want to help them with that shifting, just make sure it comes from the heart, and, you know, they'll shift and they'll let you go. And just also cut, clear, and delete those cords and attachment, because I see cords and attachments around you with this. So ask Michael, Archangel Michael, to come in and cut, clear, and delete those cords and attachments. Because all it is, it's past lifetime. Right. Don't get this. There's past lifetime stuff with you also, with the two of you guys. So cut, clear, and release them. And you send unconditional love to them, and you'll be amazed at how fast it stops.
I mean, you know, even if, you know, you mentioned that you had replied months ago, but that, as Beth is saying, I see a cord as well. So you've got to, you know,
you've got to cut it,
even though you're not responding to their energy, but that energy is very clearly between you two. And every time she sends you an email or puts something on your Facebook, that energy is coming right at you. So you've got to cut that cord and then let that person go with the love and just keep sending them the love.
You know, and here's just a personal thing to help you get through it. I went through something that was really wicked, and then a friend of mine helped me with shifting, because then all of a sudden my ego was starting to take over, and I'm a very gentle person when it comes to this, because I get the psyche part, but then I'm going, why is this person not letting it go? They're getting more and more people involved in it. What she needed to hear from me, because it was her experiences in this lifetime and then past lifetime, nobody listened to what she had to say. So I happened to call her. I was going to speak to her on the phone, and I had to make sure that I was coming from a heart space. She either wasn't there or didn't pick up. So it went into voicemail, and I channeled this beautiful message. She never talked to me again, and that's exactly what I wanted. All this harassing that I was getting quit right there that day. So that's all she wants is that acknowledgement. But it's past lifetime stuff because I see the cord and the attachment. So cut, clear, and delete it, and also send this love and respond to her saying, you know, whatever, but make sure it's coming from your heart and she's going to hear it. She will hear it when it comes from your heart. And then you'd be amazed at how it stops. But this right here will be an indicator. This is how you're going to deal with people from this moment on. So it's just making sure you have that clarity. Do you understand? If you can't, so blah, blah, blah. So it's perfect. You'll get through this. All it is a life lesson, nothing personal. Beautiful, beautiful.
Right, right. Okay, well, I think that's it for all of our questions, and we don't have anybody else in the on queue, so we'll let everybody go, and we send you love and light. Have a fabulous weekend. Remember to breathe, and we will catch you Sunday at 7 p.m. We're doing a later show because Beth and Michelle are going to be at the expo, so we're going to do a later show, and I hope you tune in and join us.
And remember, you guys, jump up and down if you need to shift your stuff, too. That will help release whatever needs to be released. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Goodbye.
Okay. Yep. Bye-bye.